Discourse 17, November 28, 1932, Saint Germain. Invocation. Thou mighty infinite presence, all-pervading intelligence, all-pervading substance of light, thou mighty presence, thou ascended Jesus Christ, now manifest through his mighty radiance. We give praise and thanks unto the light, unto thee, O mighty brother. We give praise unto the central sun, to the one from whose ray we receive today. Out of the fullness of thy radiant life, O God, we bow in adoration before thy mighty presence. I bring you greetings from the great master, or god Meru, whose messenger is Nada. He is to one great mountain of this earth, whose mystery shall one day be explained, as the master Himalaya is to the Himalayan range. Nada is with me in the golden city upon whose twin rays we come forth today. During these next 7 weeks, as designated and as you have felt, our joint ray shall come to you each time from the golden city. The Discourse. When the students are strong enough to bear it, we will bring forth in descriptive expression one of the most stupendous expressions of the right use and the wrong use of this mighty I Am Presence. This actual experience took place in what is now the Andes Mountains in South America, at a remote period, when the children of God first began to forget their source, and to claim the mighty energy of which they were aware as their own. Only through that authority could such an experience take place. Students and mankind have but a small conception, even in the distress they have created for themselves, of how mightily this force was used at one time for selfish purposes. A similar condition has never before been known. There still remains today the subterranean city, which will be described, and in which this activity took place. Oh, that the children of God would awaken to the stupendous activity that the powers of light use for the good of humanity, when their attention is sincerely focused on that light. If the many students of the various angles of truth on the earth today could put away the ignorance of the outer mind and believe in the seeming miracles all down the ages, how it would break the shell of the outer self and let in the light. The faith to believe in the things not seen is one of the greatest means to open the door to the conscious activity of the light of the I Am Presence. As you use the automobile and airplane to cover distance quickly, so does the great I Am Presence use the body. The body represents the airplane, and the mind is the mighty motor through which the I Am Presence propels it. Students, I am sure, have not understood how subtle a form doubt takes at times. Where there is a questioning in the mind, knowingly or unknowingly, concerning the all-power of the I Am Presence, it is a subtle form of doubt. Those who want or attempt to argue the question of the reality of the great truth of life, whether they believe it or not, are admitting doubt into their lives. In this day, no sincere reasoning mind, once turning its attention and keeping it firmly fixed on the I Am Presence, can argue, doubt, or question the omnipotence of that I Am Presence. The scarcely recognizable form of doubt that lets into the mind argument concerning the source of its being is but a lack of strength to stand up against the law of resistance, by which growth in the outer can be measured. There is a vast difference between sincere questioning to know the truth and the human propensity to argue against the very reality they want to believe. We always welcome most earnestly sincere questioning for truth, but we will have nothing to do with that nature whose dominating propensity is to argue against the reality of truth. The more the argument of truth is admitted into the life of an individual, the greater the barrier that one sets up to surmount before the distant day when he does surmount it. The students who criticize, condemn, or sit in judgment upon this channel of the truth's expression will surely find themselves standing upon the edge of a precipice into which they may plunge at any time for no reason in the world except their own creation. I wish all to understand this radiance of the light has been established for a certain definite purpose, and it will go forth doing its work, regardless of any personality or of all personalities in existence. I say this plainly, that the students of this radiation may understand they are dealing with mighty forces, which are as reality can be. And those who cannot stand the test and radiance of the light need never, never blame anyone but themselves, for they have free will and are given the use of the mighty I Am Presence by which they can maintain absolute self-control. I must put plainly before them again the sure way that they run into deep waters of doubt and questioning is when they are foolish enough to attempt to discuss the sacred truth which is being given them for their own liberation and use with those who know nothing about it. This much I may say to you. In the past, students who were taken into the retreats for instruction were never permitted, nor did they ever think of discussing the truth with each other. They silently, earnestly apply the instruction of their teacher, and the results they desire are certain to follow. Better were the students stoned in the streets than to condemn, criticize, or judge the light that is given them. For if they will enter into the I Am Presence as directed, every question, every problem in their lives will disappear as the mist before the radiance of the morning sunlight. I take it that all the students are strong enough to hear the truth and use the strength of the I Am Presence to govern and control the outer, so they may receive the full presence, love, wisdom, power, and opulence of the great and mighty I Am Presence, which enables them to think, to feel, to live, and which has given them the desire to reach for the truth, the light. I wish to say plainly, and with the wand of fire placed in the consciousness of the students, that this brother and sister who are giving this forth are but messengers of those who have known and proved this law for many centuries. These great beings to whom your attention has been drawn are no myth, nor figment of the imagination of the outer, but living, wise, loving beings possessing such power which they may wield or use at their own discretion that it is not possible for the human mind to conceive it. Always before, there has been great, almost limitless time in which the student could wander about making his decision whether he wished to act in the light or wander on in ignorance of its mighty presence and power. The cosmic cycles have turned again, again, and again until the time has come when the children of God must make their decision final whom they will serve. Never in the history of the world has there been such opportunity or assistance given to the children of earth to face the sunshine of God's eternal light and walk steadfastly and fearlessly into its radiant splendor, free, forever free from all limitation, living in the abundance of that light, enfolding them like a mantle of peace and rest. Again I say to the beloved students, if you cannot feel in your hearts the truth of these instructions brought to you on a golden platter, then don't ever in the name of your I Am Presence say or do that which would discourage another from the light he might receive. The plain, unadulterated truth I give to you in the fullness of the great love of my being, that its radiance may cause you to understand and know what it means to dare, to do, and to be silent. Any feeling of questioning in your minds of the reality or genuineness of the source of your instruction, but hampers your progress and causes you to require months or years to accomplish what you might easily do in a few weeks with a free, peaceful mind. As one who has chosen you, I know and feel your every thought. It is very easy at times for the student to think that his acts or thoughts are under cover and not known. But to the ascended host there is no act or thought that can be hidden from them, because everything you think or feel is registered in the etheric world about you as plain as the nose on your face. So do not ever make the mistake of feeling that you may think or act in secret. You may readily do this from the outer self, but never from the I Am Presence, which the ascended host are, with no obstruction. This, my dear beloved students, is as far as I am permitted to go in helping to set up the guard for you. In the future, no further reference to this will be made. Remember that the decision lies within you to go forward or not. Now, I shall say something very encouraging. The only possible reason why the personal ray of Jesus could be given forth to those under this radiation at this time was because 7 of this group of students were witness to the ascension of Jesus the Christ 2,000 years ago. He saw and recognized them then, as he sees them and is giving not only recognition at this time, but great assistance. As this radiance goes to you, beloved ones, so does it go on, reaching into the hearts of those who can receive the presence. Because of this radiation, many who have a deep love for Jesus or of Jesus through the Orthodox channels will be awakened to the presence of the God within. Outside of this, the joint activity of Jesus with the ascended host is spreading its mantle of love, peace, and light over humanity, at this being the time of year when their attention is most easily gained. Beloved ones, does it sound incredible to you when I say the masters of light and wisdom have passages through the earth in all directions, just the same as you have highways for your automobiles in going from coast to coast on the earth? Did you understand the atomic structure of the earth, you would not feel this such an incredible thing. For those great ones who have assisted the progress of humanity from the beginning have but to use certain rays, and they walk through the earth as easily as you would walk through the water. Different, however, in that they leave the opening behind them, while in walking through the water it closes behind you, and the path is not apparent. Just so with the great beings who have blazed the trail for humanity into the light. The trail remains, that those children of lesser light may always find the pathway and follow it. If at times they should make a mistake and turn onto the byway, they have the I Am Presence to call them back to the main power and carry them forward, until they too may be torchbearers or trailblazers to those still following on. I am the Mighty Presence, who never becomes impatient nor discouraged at the long periods in which the children of earth turn aside from the light, enjoying the sense activities, until they become so repellent to them that with almost their last breath they cry aloud, O God, save me! I cannot help but smile to myself, as I wonder how some of you may think me a very crabby old fellow. But if so, one who has the courage to tell you the truth of your needs, that you may profit by it. When you come to know me better, you will not think me such an old crab after all. So long as a student has a questioning in the mind, he does not open himself to the truth of the instruction fully. If it is seen that it is worthwhile, determined entirely by the upreaching of humanity to the light, then the natural rays are made permanent to the earth and placed within the center. The earth is composed of earth, water, and air. The rays are the cosmic fire, interpenetrating all the three other elements. The rays pass through the earth, and where they interlock, they soften and form this luminous substance, or radiance, the concentrated activity of the light. One ray enters the crust of the earth at a point just south of the center of the Gobi Desert, and the other one enters just east of Lake Titicaca in the Andes Mountains. It is the largest lake in South America and the highest in the world. It was a point of very great importance centuries ago. These are the two most intense points of light in the Earth. There is always a cosmic activity taking place at certain cycles, which may not be interfered with. The great cosmic laws are exact to the minutest detail, and there is no such thing as failure nor accident connected with them. A great change which takes great quantities of people out of the body only takes them where they cannot fight for a while. In the World War, both sides hated the men they were sent against and also the governments that sent them because of being sent. Never consider anything in the world but the great I Am Presence. Watch and govern your feeling, for if you do not, it will lead to a point where it will catch you unawares. Many times a student who knows the law, when something comes up and he is disappointed, should turn to the I Am Presence immediately and ask what is to be done. But instead, he so often holds the attention on the disappointment, and then it sometimes almost takes an earthquake to shake him loose from it. Take the statement, "This resistance must give way, and the sight and hearing must come through." Take the firm statement, "I am the presence of your perfect sight and hearing to heal those conditions." Each should take the statement, "I am my perfect sight and hearing." The Arabian Nights Tales. They originally came from the masters who gave them out as a veiled truth to help humanity. And those who believed them through faith received marvelous manifestations. In the beginning of these marvelous experiences, there must be faith to tide over until we can manifest the reality. For faith is the sustaining power, and if we can keep it generated, it becomes reality. There are always the two activities of the law when you get deep enough into the action of it. They are first condensation and second etherealization. Go serenely along and do not let time, place, nor things interfere. The outer mind must be calm and steady, and the outer and inner will must become one. As the attention is fixed on it with firm determination, more and more of the inner operation is revealed until you can consciously manipulate it. Benediction. Presence of Meru, Nada, and the great ascended host, we give praise and thanks for thy radiant splendor, for thy wisdom, for thy substance, which thou art generating to make visible. We give praise and thanks that thy great wisdom and intelligence are one with the great I Am, which I am, ever bringing more of itself forward into conscious action. We give praise and thanks that in the acknowledgement of the I Am Presence, we have the key to all things visible and invisible.